Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is lamp. L-A-M-P.
Really?
You bet your life. More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Say, that's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples.
Well, Groucho, we invited some dental assistants to the program tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Judy Garvin. Her partner is an industrial designer from the audience, Mr. Hunt Lewis. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. I'd like to find you around the house. Miss Judy Garvin, weren't you at the palace in New York?
No, that's a different Garvin.
Oh, Garvin. Oh, I see. I don't hear very well. How old are you, Judy?
I'm 18.
Where are you from, Judy?
I was born in El Centro, California.
Oh. Mr. Lewis Hunt, where are you from, Mr. Hunt?
My name is Hunt Lewis.
Oh. I've never hunted Lewis. I've hunted bear, but that was in the summer, and it was all fake. You mean Hunt is your first name?
What I usually use for a first name, actually, it's my middle name.
What's your first name? El Centro?
Cicero.
Oh, Cicero. Isn't that a town in Illinois?
Yes. Well, it is, but it's the name of a Roman senator, too.
That's the trouble, those senators. They should stop Rome and spend more time in Washington. Where are you from, Mr. Lewis?
I was born in Portland.
Well, which Portland? Is that Portland Hopper or Portland Cement?
Portland, Oregon.
Are you married, Mr. Lewis?
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. How did you meet your wife? Did Portland introduce you to her?
No. I met her when I was in college in Princeton.
Oh, you're a Princeton man, huh? What was she studying?
She wasn't studying. It's a boys' college. Didn't you know that?
Is that so? Well, Einstein is in Princeton, and he's 72 years old. You better explain what she was doing then. You better explain pretty fast. Mrs. Einstein might hear this.
Well, she was living in Princeton in those days with her father.
Was it a case of love at first sight?
Well, not exactly that. As a matter of fact, she was 12 or 13 years old when I first met her. Mm-hmm. Wasn't until about 10 years afterwards that we began to get romantically inclined. I suppose in those 10 years, I probably grew up.
Either that or she grew up. Now, you say you're a dental assistant?
Yes, a student dental assistant.
Oh, you're a student? Right?
Yes.
Where is this?
Lawton School for Medical and Dental Assistants.
Where is that?
That's on Beverly and La Cienega here in Los Angeles.
Right. Well, what is a dental assistant, specifically?
Well, most people think she's, they confuse it with a dental technician, but
they
she
do,
isn't.
Huh?
Yes. She is.
You wouldn't think so offhand, would you? Are there any boy students at your school?
No.
Why not?
Well, dentists usually prefer girls.
Really? In a recent nationwide survey, more dentists prefer girls than any other cigarette. But Judy, you can't trust those dentists. You never know what they're gonna when they're gonna pull something, can you? Now, Mr. Lewis, what does an industrial designer do?
Well, he designs practically anything that's manufactured.
Like what?
Anything from a safety pin to a locomotive, I always say.
That can get pretty dreary, John. Now, wait a minute. Why would a locomotive need safety pins? I guess when they change engines, they wouldn't need safety pins. Is there much demand for your type of work?
Yes, there's a lot. I can't think of anything around us here that really couldn't take some better design. In fact, I think it's...
Judy, that's a direct slap at you.
Well, of course...
You think everything can be improved, is that it?
Well, I'm thinking of something I think Raymond Loewy said, which was basically in design, perhaps the only two things that he couldn't improve were an egg and a woman.
Well, Hunt, you can play around with an egg, but touch one hair of that woman and you die like a dog. My God, he said. Well, it's been interesting talking to you two, and the first thing in the morning, I'm going to get a new hairdo. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,000 question. But right now, here's something of interest to everybody.
Feature after feature makes the new 1952 DeSoto a really great value. Take, for example, DeSoto's waterproof ignition. Maybe you've heard about the rigid water tests given the electrical system of the new DeSoto. In one, a 1952 DeSoto is driven through a pool of deep water. In another test, a heavy stream of water from a fire hose is trained directly on the engine, full force. Yet the engine starts up immediately and keeps right on running without missing a single beat. These tests demonstrate clearly how the exciting new 1952 DeSoto with waterproof ignition operates smoothly in spite of rain or snow or splashing or heavy condensation. Waterproof ignition. Just one of the countless exciting features that make the new, the 1952 DeSoto, your very best car value. See it. Ride in it. Drive the great new 1952 DeSoto, the car that's designed for you and your budget, too. Now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. The low-priced car, most like high-priced cars.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George?
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions.
That's
every
week. The
couple earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Hey, here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. You selected songs of the 40s as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
17.
How much?
17.
You got to talk real loud because this show goes all over California. All right, this tune was one of the big novelty hits of the 40s. Give me the title of it. Eric?
Pistol
packing
mommers.
Pistol packing mommers.
You're off to a good start. You have $37.
Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the 37 will you risk?
35.
What's the name of this song? Okay, Jerry. All right, kid. What is it?
I don't know.
Well, it's the Breeze and I.
They now have $2, Groucho.
$2. Well, here's your third question. How much of the $2 will you bet?
Bet $1.
$1. All right. Play, Jerry.
You now have $3.
Now you've climbed up to $3, and here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much of the three are you going to bet?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Okay. What's the name of this song?
Great Big Wonderful World.
Great Big Wonderful World is right.
Well, I wind up with $6, Dr.
Well, we don't leave anybody. Nobody leaves here with $6. Nobody leaves here with less than $25. So I'm going to give you one question for $19. Think hard now, and please no help in the audience. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. What color is a red herring?
Red is right.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Now, before we go any further, there's something I want to mention. If some of you rascals out there are curious to see your old quizmaster in a sailor suit, then see A Gale in Every Port, the picture I made recently with Marie Wilson and William Bendix.
We invited some carpet dealers to the program tonight, Groucho, and our studio audience selected Mr. Jack Danilian just before we went on the air, and his partner is a grandmother, Mrs. Margaret Laird. And here they come. Folks, come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Mrs. Margaret Laird and Mr. Jack Danilian. Mrs. Laird, can I call you Margaret?
Yes.
Can you talk?
Yes.
All right. All right, I'll call you Maggie. You can call me Jake, huh?
No.
No? No Maggie?
No Maggie.
I'll call you Maggie. I'll call you Margaret, huh? How's that?
That's right.
All right. How old are you, Margaret?
I'm 84.
84. Well, thank you. I thought you were about 39.
I thought I was 16.
Now, that she looks younger than Benny. Mr. Danilian, I'll just... What'll I call you, Mark?
Call me Jack.
Call you Jack?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Where were you born, Jack?
I have born in top Turkey.
You were born in a turkey?
Yes.
Who do you work for, Mr. Danilian?
Well, my brother and myself, we own the Zant Carpet Company. You ever heard of it?
Zant? Where Zant did you get Zant? Did you get them from Charlie? You know, Charlie Zant? No groaning, please. This is all free, you know.
We bought good old name Zant in an auction for $850.
You bought your name in an auction?
Mm-hmm, we did.
Well, for only $8, you can have the fine old name of Groucho Marx. Did you really plunk down $850 just for a name?
Not exactly. We didn't have the money at the time.
Well, that's a good way to go in business. What happened after you acquired the name?
Well, after we acquired the name, brother and I, we worked many hours, and then we leased the building for $20,000 to enlarge and expand our business. And we did.
You spent $20,000 to enlarge the...
No, we didn't spend it. We leased the place to expand.
So where'd you get the $20,000 from if you didn't have $850 for the name?
We didn't have that either, brother.
Have you ever thought of running for Congress?
By any chance?
Where were you born, Margaret?
In Melbourne, Ontario.
Ontario, huh? Could you tell us what it was like when you were young, Maggie? When you and I were young, Maggie? Margaret? What was it like up in Canada when you were born, or when you were a young lady, a girl, child, a tot?
Well, I don't hardly know how to start at it, but I'll try and make a stagger at it. We lived on a farm, and we raised ducks and chickens and pigs and cows. Horses? I think that was all.
I think that's enough. Well, what was it like in those days on the farm?
Well, you had to work for everything you got. What they don't do today.
How are the girls today compared with those when you were a little
They child? Don't know they're living.
Why do you say that?
Because they don't do anything. Everything's handed to them. You push a button here and you push a button there and you push a button here and another one there.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you. I've been out with some pretty dead ones lately myself.
Yeah. And here, I thought you were a real nice man.
Margaret, I am a nice man, and a nice man always goes out with dead ones, I've discovered. Now, Margaret, this may be a man's world, but I'm happy to say it's women like you who are running it.
Thank you.
Well, it's been enlightening talking with you. Now, if you want to be enlightened, just visit your DeSoto dealer and see the new 1952 DeSoto.
Are you going to give me a car?
I may start off with an inner tube and then go on from there. Well, that goes inside the tire.
Oh.
And you can hold me to that. Now you're going to play Your Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples and you get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, But George is going to remind our listeners.
The dental assistant and the industrial designer won $6. The secret word is still lamp.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bill you $20. You selected Islands of the World. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$19.
What's this?
No, Margaret, I have the answers here. How much are you going to bet? $19? Is that all right with you, Margaret?
That's all right.
All right. What country owns the island of Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico is owned by...
You can guess too, you know.
I don't know.
Puerto Rico. South America.
No, it's the United States. I'll have you on the carpet in a little while, Milo.
They now have $1, Grandpa.
Let me go for $1,000 tonight. How much of the buck will you bet on your second question?
9 cents.
All right, what country owns the Bahama Islands?
India.
No, I'm sorry, England. Well, so far, you've made a clean sweep of this.
We have 10 cents left.
You've got 10 cents. All right, here's your third question. How much of the dime are you going to bet this time?
9 cents.
9 cents. What country owns the Azores? A-Z-O-R-E-S. Take a guess.
France.
No, it's Portugal. Now you've got 1 cent left. How much you going to bet? You want to bet a halfpenny? You're going to bet the whole thing.
Only thing left is the poorhouse.
All right, you want to bet the poorhouse, huh? All right, 1 cent, huh? What country owns the island of Sicily?
England.
Well, you said you've been consistent. It's Italy.
We went broke completely.
Nobody leaves here broke. We're going to give you one chance to win $25. Now, this is a pretty tough question, and we don't want to help in the audience. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant.
General Grant! It's a good thing you had Margaret helping you, Jack. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Roger, we have a couple of young people that we selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air. They never met before, and they're both single. I'd like you to meet them now, Miss Pat Burrows and Mr. Joe Woods. Come on in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house, I think. Pat Burrows and Joe Woods, eh? Where are you from, Joe? I bet you're from Nebraska?
No, I'm from Norwalk.
Is that where you were born?
No, I was born in Holland.
Is Wood a Dutch name?
No, it's a real Yankee name, I guess. I converted my real name and shortened it a little bit and made it an American name.
I see. Well, what is the Dutch equivalent of Woods?
Well, my baptized name was Joseph Antonius Wilhelm Lodewijkus Skanderwerd.
Well, I can see now why you took to the woods. How old are you, Joe?
30.
30, huh? You're not married?
No.
Well, don't go away. Maybe I can get Pat here, lost in the woods before the night is over. Pat Burrows, eh? How old are you, Pat?
24.
24, huh? And where were you born?
England.
Married?
No.
Planning it? You know, Noel Coward could write 4 or 5 plays around this dialogue. What part of England were you born in?
Corn, Leicestershire. An agricultural district and the home of the corn hunt.
The home of the what?
The corn hunt.
The corn hunt?
The corn.
The corn hunt. Well, there's a corn hunt. Anything like a corn hunt?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're back with Noel Coward again. Well, explain, what is a corn hunt?
It's a pack of foxhounds for hunting foxes.
Oh, and these quorns go out and chase the foxes?
No, the hounds go hunting.
The hounds go and chase the quorns, is that it? I got quorns, but I never chase any foxes. That's known as the Bunyan Davy, eh? What are you doing in America? Have you come over here to chase foxes?
No, I'm an iffy.
I beg your pardon?
I'm an iffy.
Really? Well,
you keep your shoes on, nobody will notice it. What is an iffy? Is that anything like an effie or a oupe?
It stands for IFYE, the International Farm Youth Exchange. It's a program arranged for the exchange of farm youths to live with the different farm families in the different countries.
Oh. Are you coming over here to live with a farm family?
That's right.
I'm going out in the morning and buy 5 acres. And raise corn, huh? Does anything embarrassing ever happen to a farmer's daughter, Pat?
Oh, yes.
Well, give out with something, Pat, will you? Was this in Arkansas or in California?
Well, I think I'd better go back home, if that's all right. I was in charge of...
What do you mean you're going back home?
To tell you of just one of those little embarrassing moments.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
Yes. Rather. Are you there? I could go to England. I speak the language like a native. Huh? Well, tell me, what happened to a farmer's daughter in Surrey?
No, Leicestershire.
Oh, Leicestershire. Isn't that stuff you put on liver and onion?
You mean Worcestershire?
Oh, Worcestershire.
I was in charge of a model farm in Leicester when the Duchess of Kent came to open the proceedings, and I was in charge of the different animals, which included a little pigs. This little pigs escaped and ran amok amongst all the...
Ran
amok.
Ran amok, right?
Well.
How far is that? I ran amok in 1.26 miles. Well, what is amok, huh?
Disorderly, I'd say.
Oh, I see. Well, go on, there you are.
I say, they ran, I won't say it again.
Well, let's have another go at it. So, there you are, chasing the pig around. Was this a grease pig?
No, it was a litter of pigs. A litter of little pigs.
Oh, a litter of pigs. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And what happened?
I caught it. Then. It was a litter of pigs.
Oh, you caught the whole crowd, eh? Now, were you riding a fox at the time, or...?
No, just Shanks' pony.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, what were you riding? Eh? Now, Joe, stop daydreaming over there, Joe. Do you think you could get to like a farm, or are you the city slicker type?
No, I'm a farm boy.
Yeah, huh? Well, hey. Pat, let's get back to you. By the way, do you find Schoendewald more attractive? He's a farm boy, you know. How does he strike you?
He's different from the farm boys at home.
In what way? Pat, are you panting? I think Pat's ready to go corn hunting. Eh? Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fannerman is going to remind our listeners.
The dental assistant and the industrial designer still lead with $6.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected important foreign cities. All of these cities are over 500,000 in population. Here's your first question. How much of the $20 would you bet?
17.
17. In what country is the city of Bombay?
India.
India is for India.
They're on their way. They have $37.
India. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much of the $37 did you try this time?
35.
In what country is the city of Bucharest? Talk it over.
Hungary.
No, I'm sorry. It's Romania. You were close, but not close enough.
You now have $2.
Oh, here's your third question. How much of the $2 would you bet?
Oh, all right, $2.
You're going to bet the $2. In what country is the city of Glasgow?
Scotland
is right.
Well, you're on your way again. You have $4.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much would you bet?
All of it.
$4.
$4. In what country is the city of Sao Paulo? S-A-O, capital P-A-U-L-O.
Brazil
is right.
And you wind up with $8, and that means that you people get the chance of the $1,000. far from where you live, there's a neighbor of yours who has a mighty big investment in the community. His offices, his service shop, his showroom are probably familiar to you. Yes, he's your DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And whether you're acquainted with him or not, remember this. He's always glad to see you, always glad to serve you. He considers it a pleasure to show you the two great cars he sells, the beautiful new DeSoto and the handsome new Plymouth. Your DeSoto Plymouth dealer is proud of his fine line of used cars, of all makes and models. And he invites you to see his service shop, where master technicians, using the most modern tools and equipment, do a really top-notch service job, and do it faster, which means a saving to you. Not only that, you'll notice the folks who work in his place really believe in courtesy. So drop in and say hello, because you're always welcome wherever you see the sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Here comes the young couple again, Groucho, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Well, you look strangely familiar to me. Here we go for $1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. A book titled Up from Slavery was written by an outstanding leader and educator. His finest memorial is the famous Tuskegee Institute. For $1,000, what was his name? Talk it over. 15 seconds.
Not even a guess for me.
I'm sorry. It's Booker T. Washington. That's the correct answer, Booker T. Washington. So that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz, George?
They won only $8, and they couldn't go away with less than $25.
Nobody goes away with less than $25, so we'll give you one question. This is for $17. Who composed Beethoven's Fifth Symphony? Ludwig Beethoven is right! Congratulations, and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Thank you,
Ralph. Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
Friends, maybe you can wait till next week, but I can't. Because that's when DeSoto is going to announce the most spectacular new car they've ever built. Right now, it's a big secret. And if they knew I was telling
them... Wait a minute, Groucho. Hold everything. You can't tell them yet. It's too early. Folks, you'll have to tune in Groucho Marx next week to find out all about DeSoto's big history-making announcement. Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. A really safe speed depends on conditions. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.